front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Anybody that tunes in here on a regular basis knows that I report the facts with the information I have and give you my very best analysis. Now, when I learned Friday night, or I went to bed early. I didn't learn until I woke up about 2:30 in the morning. When I woke up 2:30 in the morning and my phone was just flooded with, you know, what happened? Is it staged? Is it real? I then spent 3 hours researching until about 6 a.m. when I began to comment. And yes, I believe this was a real shooting. I believe this was not staged. It's also a deranged leftist school teacher who bragged about how much he hated Trump and all the rest of it and gave it to Kamala Harris. Now, as soon as I came out at 6 a.m. and put out a statement, I got, it's not about me, but it's just a bellwether where the public is on X and other places I looked. A large portion of people attacking me saying that I'm saying it was staged when I said the opposite, just because they're so mad that I've criticized Trump, they've just decided that I never agree with him or never say he's telling the truth, so that's just their bizarre, mentally ill position. These are neocon, never Trumpers. They're just completely insane. I think they know that I said it happened. They just think that'll hurt me with viewers and listeners to say that I said that it was real. But I've never seen such levels of lying. But that was a large portion, 30-40% of people. Another 30-40%, because I love reading comments, and the video got millions of views, were people saying that I work for Israel or Trump or something because I said it looked like it was real and that absolutely it's staged and that Erica Kirk did it, and major talk show hosts and influencers came out and just said it's clear she did it because she was crying. I mean, just crazy town. So, I am very critical of Trump when he does something like not listen to the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies and my own research and goes directly in to a disastrous trap in Iran that Blackwater is so happy he did, and 58 days later I've been proven right. And when he does stuff like block Kennedy trying to ban glyphosate, I'm like, whoa, dude, you're going the wrong direction. But the idea that you either totally agree with Trump or you're a Democrat, or you totally disagree with Trump, or you're an Israeli spy, is just retarded. And that's gone from the fringes on X and Facebook and everywhere and TikTok. I'm saying those are fringe sites. I'm saying, you know, just some fringe people on there, because X is the biggest thing in the world. I mean, it is the media, but I'm saying fringes of X, to really a dominant thought form now, where you just look at something instantly when it happens. You decide who you want to blame politically, and then you stick with that. That is not how I operate. That is not how I've ever operated. And it's not about me. It is the experience of watching the true degeneration of not just the left. The left has been out of their mind for decades, totally cuckoo town, delusional. But I'm seeing 20-30% of what you would call conservatives, and I didn't mean to pull up Ryan Maddow. They just did that randomly. But I mean, I think he's one of the more thought-out examples. I mean, there are people out there with zero evidence saying stuff. I probably agree with 85% of what Ryan Maddow says. Actually, I actually like the guy, even though he attacks me. Most of the time I agree with him. But I saw his stuff, and I woke up, you know, 3 in the morning, 2:30. He was like, how do you get past security? You know, he ran through the security, through the metal detectors, and they shot him before he ever got to the ballroom. So everybody's like, he got through security. They let him through. Oh, my God. No, they didn't. He bum-rushed the first line of security. Anyways, it's just, it's unbelievable. But what does it say about the country? I mean, overall, it's positive. Other people don't believe jack crap the media says.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knife, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or sell them for like $40. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, April 26, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, and it trended number one on X and everywhere else. It was all over corporate media. The majority of people, I think it's fair to say, do not believe that a lone leftist 30-year-old Democrat school teacher, Cole Allen, went and tried to kill Trump. I looked at this intensely this morning for hour after hour after hour. Everybody, when I woke up, was like, mad. Why would you comment? Well, I went to bed early last night. I went to bed about 9 o'clock. Had a long, hard week. But I woke up about 2:45. And turn my phone on, hundreds of messages from talk show hosts, well-known people, some of the biggest podcasters in the world. You can guess, you know, Alex, what do you think of this? Can you come on right now in the middle of the night? And I've been asleep, so I was like, So I said, well, I'm not going back to sleep. Went and got some coffee, got on my computer, and spent 3 pure hours of research in the dark of night until I shot a video saying, I believe that the shooting is real. And I could spend an hour explaining why I already did a 45-minute live stream and did another 5-minute report boiled down and do it on Sean Johnson's show for 2 hours this morning that's out there on YouTube if you want to get every little description. But I have all the videos. I have all the facts. And here's the deal. Because this is how the public thinks now. It's kind of always been black and white, but it's gotten bad. If I criticize Trump on a bunch of stuff, try to get him back on track or at least put public pressure on it, that doesn't mean that I think everything going on with Trump is a lie. It is the Democrats, as I told you decades ago, because this already came out many times, that run the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL run most of the white supremacist groups in North America and their counterparts in Europe. And back when the corporate press was more truthful, the London Guardian, Der Spiegel, used to have, you know, articles all the time where German intelligence got caught staging hundreds of bombings against Muslims so they could blame right-wing groups and you know, outlaw nationalist groups. Now, I used to see those articles all the time, starting about 15 years ago. You don't see them anymore, but it's worse than ever. And the ADL's been caught. The Southern Poverty Law Center's been caught. So just remember, folks, while they're up on their high horse criticizing Trump when he does some things that are, you know, a little unhinged, that's because we're not in a cult as populist conservative nationalists. We want to keep our movement on the straight and narrow. But just remember, with the Democrats, the organized evil, the staging events, the astroturfing protesters and Antifa and violence and running the white supremacist groups and Black Lives Matter and all of it, it's all Jesse Smollett on steroids. So just always remember that. That is so important. But here's my basic breakdown, and I'll get into all the clips and more. You have a bunch of leftists that want to kill Trump, okay? And you had the shooter down at Mar-a-Lago who was connected to the CIA and Ukraine and being protected. He's been convicted. And you had the shooter up in Pennsylvania who clearly there was another shooter. And you can even see the trajectory of a higher caliber bullet that hit people and hit their bags. First it hits shirts and bags hanging up and then hits a person. Another person died. So people are trying to say Butler didn't happen. You couldn't stage that. Steven Spielberg couldn't, if he cast Daniel Day-Lewis, probably the best living actor, other than like Al Pacino or something, you could not fake something that real. You just, when you know that they even caught the bullet on tape, it killed somebody else behind him, other people got shot, and you hear the acoustics. I've talked to top snipers, Delta Force, Navy SEALs, you name it, about 50 degrees over from where Crooks is, shooting off the top of the roof, 140 yards away, somebody else about 600 yards away from the report, but the angle the bullet comes in and hits a bunch of stuff before it sails right by Trump into a person. So you got Crooks shooting straight on, you got somebody else right over here about 50 degrees off. So that was a massive cover-up. We know there's been a cover-up. So I don't blame people thinking that everything you see is fake. Because the corporate media, because governments lied so much, not just ours but others, it is really healthy to question everything. And people should be able to question whatever they want to question. People should be able to, you know, say they think something's fake, even if they're wrong. I 100% support that, and that's what a free country is all about. And, of course, all the fake Democrat lawsuits against me with their show trials was about saying you can't question something and misrepresenting what I questioned, but then demonize me, raise hundreds of millions of dollars off my name, and then try to ultimately silence us. But I noticed today when I put out multiple videos, with even in the headline, I believe that this is not staged. This was real, countering the top trend. Laura Loomer came out and said, "You are a scumbag. I can't believe you say Trump staged this." She knows full well that's not what I said. She did that just to hurt me because she's a neocon, and their job is to demonize anybody that Trump has previously listened to so they can keep him on the road to total war with Iran. But just sickening level of lying by her and a bunch of other people, just truly disturbing. But here's what I know. I know a bunch of the D.C. police. I know a lot of the Secret Service. I know I've been to big events like this, okay? And you're not going to have hundreds of D.C. police, most of which are Democrats. They're like 95% Democrats voting there, and over half are Democrats because I've hired them in security. You've seen me hire a bunch of D.C. cops off duty when we were there for big demonstrations. I've hired 15 at a time. A lot of them are more libertarian than like any party, but I certainly wouldn't call them Trump people. Maybe one or two out of 30 cops I've hired, most of them black, wherever Trump supporters. But the point was, you've got them all over the place, National Guard, Secret Service, FBI, and this guy came in. They said he did it in a broom closet or something. He'd already gotten the hotel with a gun outside the security perimeter, but multiple witnesses said, no, he comes in with a backpack about 30, 40 yards from the magnetometers, from the machines, the metal detectors. He takes his backpack off. He turns towards the wall and then just instantly pulls up a shotgun, assembles it, and then starts running and blasting in about 3 seconds. And about 5 seconds later, they've got a timeline. There's video of it. He runs by the magnetometers, and then they shoot him twice, and he falls down. He never got in the ballroom. He got to the stairs to the ballroom, okay? So that is the reality of this, and he is a leftist. He supported and donated money to Kamala Harris. And look, if you want to really try to kill somebody, you got a good shot at it, even if you're not well-trained. People go, well, why is he with his clothes off? Well, they strip somebody to see if there's more weapons, and when somebody's shot, that's what happens. They cut your clothes off. Newsflash. See if something needs to be tourniqueted or something. So I know how these things operate. I know how these things work. I've talked to a lot of former military and security and current police and security that know people that were there on the scene. I made phone calls last night today. They said, absolutely real. That's why I look like a Chinese fire drill. So, look, if you're willing to run into the entrance to a hotel that then has magnetometers and searches going on, and then they check your invite to the deal and your name and all that, if you're willing to open up on people and try to get the Secret Service to lay down, which they didn't, so you can run through and bum rush to try to get into the auditorium, you're going to have some success. So not everything is staged, ladies and gentlemen. Now this is my opinion, looking at it all, looking at the footage, and people go, well, wait, you don't like Trump now, so let's say he staged it. It's not that I don't like Trump now. That's what the media says. It's what Trump came out and said. It's what Laura Loomer told him I did. Okay? But it's not about currying favor with Trump. It's not I'm back on the Trump train. Trump got off the Trump train. I am simply researched this, talked to my sources. They said, you're dead right. That's what's going on here. A crazy guy came days before, had his gun, was in the hotel, waited till the crowds all went through, security standing around, and then he just rushes like an Olympic sprinter, shooting with his shotgun forward, hoping that they would just lay down. He would get through them and get shots off in the ballroom. He didn't make it into the ballroom. But again, the fact that we've reached this point just goes to show that people have no faith in the system, and that is the corporate media and the government's fault. So in a way, it's healthy people don't believe anything, but at the same time, you can't then just make stuff up when you don't believe an official story. Because a lot of times, stuff is what they actually say, especially when it's a big, giant crowd with a bunch of people. That's not how it works. They don't have the local police and the National Guard and the average Secret Service in on this. If you watch the footage, he runs past him, and within, while he's shooting with a shotgun out in front of him, and within 2 seconds, they're drawing and shooting at him. That's fast. They didn't hesitate. So Trump said, no, they did a good job. So let's just be clear. People are, well, they should have had more people outside that perimeter and then that perimeter. They told Trump, that's why he hadn't been there since he had a conversation with Obama 10 years ago. We'll play that famous tape in a minute. And they told him, don't have it there. We need to have a real ballroom facility like every other head of state has. And that's why he's been trying to get the ballroom with bulletproof glass and the proper entrances and the proper systems there. So what you see here with Trump is, from all the research I've done, what is the reality. Now, the big lie that came out within minutes of it happening, because I could track the top stuff, even though I was asleep when it was happening, I woke up and could see what the top trends were when they were posted. Within minutes of it happening, why was there no security in the ballroom? Why'd they let him into the ballroom? Because the media acted like he got the ballroom. They could hear the gunshots from up the stairs near the entrance to the stairs to the ballroom. They have maps of this. He did not get in the ballroom. Just like when I was out in Miami a few months ago to be on Patrick Ben-David, and I drove an hour and a half north to one of the other towns where they had, what's the name of that incredible Italian opera guy? I forget his name. It's just amazing. But I don't go to a lot of concerts, but I said, I'm getting in my car and I'm driving up there at night. I bought tickets and I got there, and that's exactly how it was. You would scan your tickets and all of that, and I needed help with mine, so they sent me over to a desk for whatever reason. And then they said, okay, over here, and they had machines and people with wands, and they were searching everybody's purses. And you went through. And that's the level of security they have, and that's what they do. And Trump said, fine, leave it at that. And he's the boss, so that happened. There have now been 3 assassination attempts against President Trump and multiple breaches of security perimeter. How and why does this keep happening? Dismissing it as sheer incompetence can only explain so much. The purpose of any system is what it does. We need to be asking, what is the purpose of the system? Yeah, we know the Secret Service stood down, only gave about a third of the staffing he needed in Butler. We know the head of it had to step down over that. We know there was a cover-up with crooks having help. Absolutely. If there is a conspiracy here, it's that he's being given bad security to get him killed, but it's Trump. It's been a controversy. He's been trying to go there every year. He's obsessed with this gala. He's a boomer. He's obsessed with old media. He's obsessed with the White House Correspondents' Center, even though it's not heavily watched. The clips are. And that's why he wants the ballroom done so quick so we can have it there next year. I mean, Trump just gets obsessed on certain things. He did an interview with Elon Musk, had 1 billion listeners, but he's worried about the stupid Fox News and CNN and all the rest of it. But even that, I got to tell you, from what I've seen with Trump and my sources, it's him. He doesn't care. He's very fatalistic. Roger Stone told me that years ago, and now it's just completely fatalistic. They come in and just tell him, sir, you probably shouldn't go here. You probably shouldn't go there. He told him he's going to campaign for the midterms outdoors nationwide. They said, sir, don't do it. He literally told him, shut the F up. It's my life. I'll do what I want. So Trump has gone from not giving a damn to really not giving a damn, okay? But I think he's got to think about the lives of other people that are going to get killed at one of these things. So, and then there's this other footage of the famous Israeli magician, wizard, hypnotist is what they call him, the same guy that on Joe Rogan a few years ago guessed his PIN number, and Joe instantly went, well, let him let her show, he said, we'll find the other show. He didn't really confront him. He said, I don't feel good. I got a bad idea how you got this. Then later, Joe, I know another show, was like, yeah, I wonder if that guy's Israeli intelligence. They hacked my PIN number and just did that to try to impress me. But he could guess Joe Rogan's PIN number with only a few questions. He was doing that for Melania. And the word written on the piece of paper looks like Vatican. And right when it happens, people are saying, ooh, that's the proof of something. Also, Caroline Leavitt will play the clip. She was saying, oh, there's going to be a big fight tonight. A lot of heat, going to be crazy. Yeah, shots will be fired. Because Trump, she'd seen Trump's speech he wrote. It was going to be very mean to the media. And that's a term everybody uses, shots fired. A few weeks ago, we did that J.P. Sears piece where, you know, I'm giving an IQ test because Trump says I'm low IQ, a comedy piece. And he says, who says you have low IQ? Oh, the president. Ooh, shots fired. So I'll assure you, if they staged this, they didn't have pregnant Caroline Leavitt in on it, and she sure as hell wouldn't say shots fired. That is an overused term. But that is all the proof that they let him through security. No, they didn't. They shot him 3-4 seconds after he ran past him. And he blasted a Secret Service guy with a shotgun. People go, oh, how come a rifle bullet didn't go through his body armor? Because it's buckshot out of a shotgun. That's why it bounces off. He's very blessed. That's what he had. So it turns out it was the Oz the Mentalist guessing that Caroline Leavitt's new baby's name was Vivian. And see, the media had spun it and said, oh, it's Vatican because it kind of looked like that. Oz Perlman. So we'll be getting to all of that coming up. But if you want a show that's going to say everything's staged, everything's a conspiracy without evidence, you got the wrong place. All right? I'm going to call balls and strikes on Trump. It's what I'm going to do. But I got to tell you, I'm getting eviscerated by the people that just hate Trump no matter what, and by the neocons saying that I'm saying it was staged for simply addressing it being staged. Bizarre, just nothing but camps infighting with each other. Meanwhile, it's killing Republican numbers in all the polls, and the Democrats are going to win the midterms, probably the Senate. So it needs to stop. All the garbage needs to stop now. It's legitimate to criticize Trump. When he comes out and attacks people that criticize him legitimately, it only makes people madder at him. His surrogates that attack people that criticize Trump, who are doing it from a place of trying to get the agenda back on track, you're going to empower the Democrats. They say us trying to end this war that's going to destroy the economy bare minimum, which it is doing now, economists admit, they say that we need to be positive and that we're demoralizing people by pointing out that Israel lied us into this war, which is now confirmed. They don't want to listen to the Pentagon. They don't want to listen to the intelligence agencies. They don't want to listen to me. They want to listen to lying Israel, who's got its 8-front war going, and they're Israeli operatives. Most of them are on the Israeli payroll. That's come out. That's why they point their finger at me and say, I work for Iran or Qatar, which is absolutely preposterous. Or they say I work for the Southern Poverty Law Center when I'm not the Southern Poverty Law Center payments. They're attacking me all the time. I'm never in any of the Epstein documents. He's attacking me over and over again. I'm not in the Epstein documents in a positive way. I'm not in the Southern Poverty Law Center in a positive way. The ADL has galas and says I'm the number one enemy because I'm not creating white supremacist groups. I'm bringing people together against the corrupt agenda of the groups that run Israel right now. And I do it from a position of common sense, and they can't stand it. They need somebody in a Nazi clown outfit. That's why they pay those groups to do that. So let's start going to these clips. Let's go to 14 first. This is Caroline Leavitt saying shots fired. They're saying this is the proof that it was staged. Well, wait. Well, then she's saying real shots are fired. No, she's talking about the term, meaning going to have incendiary fights and a lot of hard words, shots fired. Here it is.
To rumble, is he not?
He is ready to rumble. Uh-huh. I will tell you, this speech tonight will be classic Donald J. Trump. It'll be funny. It'll be entertaining. There will be some shots fired tonight in the room. So everyone should tune in. It's going to be really great. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
I love it all. And you wrote most of it, you said.
I can't take credit. In true Donald Trump fashion, the man puts his pen to the paper himself. So it's a lot of his own work.
Now, Nicole Wallace is a reporter. She was sitting with Caroline Leavitt or another table with her husband, and he said, hey, you need to stay close over here and be careful. This is a dangerous night. Well, that's because they told Trump not to go and said this is a high probability somebody's going to try to kill you because of the low security and the way the hotel's set up. It's not a good facility. I'd be concerned if I was there. People saw that and said, oh, her phone cut out on Fox. And I watched the next two guests and her come back on. They all cut out, too, because so many phone calls. Even Cash Patel couldn't get a phone call out. They've got special cell phones to get priority on the system. You ever been in one of these big events and a big bad thing happens? Your cell phone doesn't work because everybody's jamming the lines out. But still, I get why people see this. And they think, oh, Caroline Leavitt said that. And her husband told this reporter, look out tonight. Well, no kidding. They told Trump, don't go to the event. Here it is.
The permission structure for violence. You've got polls about political violence. Democrats don't think it's a good idea. Only Republicans. Only people inclined to consume conservative media are now, I think, upward of 50% say that if necessary, violence is okay. You've only got the conduct on one of the two sides.
That's a whole other subject with them saying the number one terror threat, the number one violence is white people, which we know is completely not true. I guess I messed up going over these links. It's clip 11. Thanks for finding it. Here's the clip I was talking about.
I was sitting next to Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary's husband. He was one of our guests. He was seated right next to me. And, you know, right as the dinner was starting, you know, the national anthem happened. And then he kind of leaned over and said, you know, I watched you on TV. You did a great job. You need to be very safe. And he was very serious when he said that to me. And he kind of looked around the room and he said, you know, there are some.
And then it comes
sounds like
out.
We lost Aisha's
So we do need to hear from her exactly what he said to her. Because that can be innocuous or that could be something. And, you know, they could know a guy was coming and they could have had more security and they could have let him through like Butler. And that's what the former head of the Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, is saying. So maybe the conspiracy is Trump rolled the dice and people are going to use it as an advantage to kill him. All I know is a real guy came in with a shotgun. He shot a Secret Service agent. He had a body armor on, though, and they shot him twice. And the guy's a big leftist. And the left's been calling for violence against Trump. So that all makes sense. That all fits. Now, if we see some new evidence come out of something else, I'll cover it. And I can change my mind, and I can be wrong. But I just don't think it's fair. I mean, here's an example. They've got fake, I checked it myself on Grok and ChatGPT. I didn't just believe Grok on X. We ran it this morning. Cole Allen, they have this photo of him, and he's got an Israeli Defense Force pullover sweater on. And it's a fake AI image. So just day one, say Israel did it. Even though the guy's a registered Democrat, voted for Kamala, gave her money, did this. And then you got the Democrats on TV saying, yeah, it's white males. They're the threat everywhere. And this guy's not a white male. I guess he looks like a mixed mulatto, whatever, black, white. But he's a big Democrat. It's just like we have to bend over backwards always to say it's staged, it's staged. Well, yeah, it's staged by the Democrats calling for violence, creating this atmosphere. The evidence is overwhelming. They don't have all these cops in on it, folks. It's not how it works when they stage stuff. We'll be right back. Stay with me. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. The next 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's yours.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy. But one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
I want to open the phones up and get your take on the latest assassination attempt against Trump. I mean, people are saying the attempt in Mar-a-Lago was fake. They're saying that Pennsylvania was fake. They're saying this was fake. I've studied all 3 of those things. They're not fake. This is not about defending Trump. It's just I just do the research. I defend the truth. That's the end of it. But in a way, it's healthy nobody believes anything, because the corporate media and government lies so much. But if people can't differentiate truth from lies, and just in general, we are rudderless. So I'm not mad at anybody. I just, where am I wrong? Now, I will say this. This shooter, this 30-year-old teacher, it was Teacher of the Month and all the rest of it, Cole Allen, interned at the Jet Propulsion Laboratories in NASA, And there's these lists of dead scientists going around. Folks, it's 11 the last few months, including the head of the whole secret UFO project, the top general, who, by the way, said he wanted disclosure and that Trump had ordered to disclose it all. And he disappeared 2 weeks after Trump ordered it 3 months ago. They found this other NASA engineer burn up in his car last week. Another one said, oh, they're coming to kill me. They told me they're going to kill me. Then she commits suicide. All these big UFO researchers are dying, two of them this week. It is hundreds, okay? And it's in Europe. It's in China. People involved with gravitational manipulation. They call it anti-gravity. That's not what it is. It's gravitational manipulation. People involved in secret space programs. And Trump is the one that said 3 months ago, I want it all disclosed now, and signed an executive order and gave them until July to do it. And then a guy that worked at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory that was founded by Jack Parsons, the avowed Satanist and Aleister Crowleyite. I know it doesn't sound real. It doesn't sound real to me either. Just type in Jack Parsons, Aleister Crowley, Satanism, the founder basically of proto-NASA. Ran sex cults with Aleister Crowley. The point is, that was back in the 50s, before NASA was formed officially. So, it's crazy. You know, the guy that really shot Sirhan Sirhan, it's well known. Even the local police report said that Sirhan Sirhan had his arm pinned and he shot all the rounds out of his handgun into the wall and floor. But it was a well-known Skunk Works Jet Propulsion Laboratory CIA operative that actually shot RFK's dad, RFK Sr., a bunch in the back there at the hotel in Los Angeles. So the fact that, and one of his professors is just got killed a few weeks ago, Kellen, one of the writers, was just showing me that. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. Just look it up. Cole Allen worked at the Jet Propulsion Laboratories for NASA. Absolutely amazing. And gave to Kamala Harris and all the rest of it. So that's where we are. Absolutely insane. Here he is as the teacher of the month in 2024. CTU Education, Torrance, California. But, oh, what's the corporate media saying? CNN, New York Times, London Guardian. White House Journalist Gala ended like many U.S. events do, with gun violence. It's like when a Muslim runs somebody over with a truck at a Christmas parade, and they say, oh, a truck killed a bunch of people. It's truck crime. It's vehicle crime. No, it's a person using a weapon. Trump rushed off stage as shots fired. Video, correspondence, dinner, chaos. Why we need the ballroom. Trump, WHCA dinner with the press turns into night of tears and terror. But again, he didn't even get in the ballroom. They all just dove into the tables when they were told to. And people say, how do you get in the ballroom? How do you get through security? He didn't. He ran through the first layer of the magnetometers and got shot. Though still, that is not heavy enough security for a presidential event, period. And Carrie Lake has come out and said she couldn't believe how lax it was. That's why Trump hasn't been there for 10 years, because they said, don't do it. And then the new Trump says, F you, I'm doing it. Absolute circus. Jack Posobiec asked, who let Trump be in such a low security environment? Trump? Just like he's reckless with this Iran war. So I guess at the end of the day, I am criticizing Trump. That's what's happening here. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. There's Carrie Lake. I can't believe how lax the security was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight. Upon entering, nobody asked to visibly inspect my ticket nor ask for my photo identification. That is a dereliction of duty, because most people had to show their invite and an email with their name and a show ID. Have one of those mental moments. What's the thing you get to come to a party? Invitation. And I've been to a lot of these type of things. I mean, yeah, weeks before they make you do it, sometimes the Secret Service calls you, you've got a special badge. They call you the day before, the day of. Of course, I've had badges that you can go, like, maximum red badges, backstage, anywhere you want, and that's why you get a little extra thing, which is fine. But when I was like front row down below the inauguration, the front row of his inauguration, they had a Border Patrol senior guy who was older in his Border Patrol uniform. He says, Alex, big fan, but still got to check your ID. And I said, well, of course. Gave him my invitation, checked my ID, said, have a good day. So they're not doing, and I wasn't mad. I was like, okay, yeah, of course. You still should check. Because you can't, like, not do it for me and then, you know, not do it for other people. So yeah, Carrie Lake and a bunch of other people. So listen, what I'm saying is, were they trying to kill Trump because he's for disclosure? Do they send one of their program lone wolves? Did he act alone? I tend to think that. But to say this guy didn't run in and didn't run past Carrie and didn't get shot somehow, that staged, what is staged? Like the shooting didn't happen? Just as there's a photo of him laying naked on the ground, they go, where's the blood? Well, they're not showing you that. That's what they do after you get shot. They pull your clothes off to tourniquet anything and to look for weapons. I mean, newsflash. I had a compound fracture when I was 15. And they didn't even just cut the bottom of my pants off. And they could have unbuttoned my blue jeans and done that. No, they don't mess around. They just sat there with these big old clipper things. And I was in so much pain, I didn't pay attention. And they just started down at the bottom and just cut in like 7-8 seconds. I was down to my underwear. And, then they hit me with morphine, thank God. And I didn't think about anything else. And then I went into surgery a couple days later, and it was, you know, thank God got it fixed. But till you get a compound fracture, that's next level pain. You're like seeing stars. It hurts so bad. But, yeah, they just cut my pants off. That's what they do. I guess you've never been in big trauma. You don't know that. They tear your clothes off because they got to see what's going on. They don't like, oh, let's just pull your shirt up. Oh, let's see if there's where the bullet wound is. No, they strip your ass. You ever seen soldiers? Once they get them, you know, to the helicopter, they're naked. They cut their clothes off in the field. That's why you see the famous Vietnam footage. They got naked guys all bleeding. They're shoving them in the helicopter. So all these people who think they know how things work, you don't know how things work. A lot of people do. You just obviously don't. And I'm not mad at you. Yes, the guy may have had help. Yes, Trump said, I'm going there no matter the fact that it doesn't have good security. They should have just ignored him and had more security. So this has yet happened again. People could say, well, then he's not really worried about his security. Even if Trump staged this, there are a lot of real crazy people that want to kill him, and it's crazy how little security he goes around with. So here's the toll-free number. You agree with me? You disagree? You got points to make? We don't screen your calls. Just you have a clean phone line. You want to tell us where you're calling from, how you're listening? That's fine, too. But I don't screen you for your topics. If you tell me the topic, then that lets me know when I go to you. But we don't say, oh, we're not doing that topic. That's when I do general phones open. Right now, I am screening you openly on air. That's how I do screen occasionally. But not classic screening where if I don't like what you're saying, you don't get on. Or if you don't agree, you don't get on. That's most of talk radio. I'm saying I want to hear about last night's shooting. I want to hear what you think about this massive subject and just Trump in general. Toll-free number to join us. Fire up the phone system, please. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And I'll do a major update on the future of InfoWars tomorrow. They've kicked us out of the building twice and shut us down before. It gets overturned in court. There is a very good chance, they say they're coming at midnight Thursday to padlock the doors, the Texas receiver, and kick us out. We are going to be fighting them more in court. Even though we have a backup network and the rest of it, it's just the moral, you know, imperative that we do that. But we don't lose one way or another as long as we stay on air and as long as you share the coordinates of the new show. You'll find it Real Alex Jones and on Rumble, the Alex Jones show and our new site we launched that you can find on those sites right there, alexjoneslive.com. It is really that simple, and the stations all know the new satellite coordinates beaming to them. You know, they're ready to flip over Friday morning, and then we just move forward. But I knew about 3 weeks ago, if you remember, I said, they're not paying the bills, they're not paying the rent, they're not paying the stuff last month, and we've been so steadfast with all of our companies and providers, internet companies and stuff. They're like, well, do you need more time? What's happening? We're like, no, I think we're getting shut down. And sure enough, they told us last week, like last Tuesday, they go, yeah, we're closing you May 1st. You'll be out May Day. I'm like, oh, the communist occultic holiday. Of course. Of course. And the Onion producer they're bringing in is famous for being obsessed with pedophilia, Satanism, the murder of children, and children defecating on their parents in satanic rituals. I'm not kidding. He pledged himself to Satan Thursday on air. And the left's just, it's just a joke. They're upsetting the Christian, Alex. I love how the devil tells you that he exists, but then says he does at the same time. Who produces stuff like this? This is, they want to have the website InfoWars so they can misrepresent, act like complete idiots. So let's do this. Let's go to, I thought really it was wild what Trump said, though. He goes, you know, they only try to kill consequential, impactful presidents. And he's right. And they are definitely trying to kill Trump. So the idea that nobody wants to kill Trump is just still preposterous. So let's go to President Trump here. I got a couple clips of Trump. I got so many clips here, I get them all confused. I'll find it. There's two clips of Trump last night. Responding, I got here a little bit late today. I woke up so early. Yeah, and there's another one too. But this is White House Correspondents' Dinner. Donald Trump makes first remarks since the shooting. Here it is.
Well, thank you very much. And that was very unexpected, but incredibly acted upon by Secret Service and law enforcement. And this was an event dedicated to freedom of speech that was supposed to bring together members of both parties with members of the press. And in a certain way, it did, because the fact that they just unified, I saw a room that was just totally unified. It was in one way very beautiful, a very beautiful thing to see. A man charged a security checkpoint armed with multiple weapons, and he was taken down by some very brave members of Secret Service, and they acted very quickly and have just released, for purposes of transparency, clarity. I've ordered it to be put out. You probably have it by now, put out on Truth and put out on many of the platforms. A tape showing the violence of this thug that attacked our Constitution, and also showing how quickly Secret Service and law enforcement acted on our country's behalf. Really did a great job. One officer was shot, but saved by the fact that he was wearing obviously a very good bulletproof vest. He was shot from very close distance with a very powerful gun. And the vest did the job. I just spoke to the officer, and he's doing great. He's great shape. He is has very high spirits. And we told him we love him and respect him. And he's a very proud guy. He's very proud of what he does, Secret Service agent. And we looked at all of the conditions that took place tonight. And I will say, you know, it's not a particularly secure building. And I didn't want to say this, but this is why we have to have all of the attributes of what we're planning at the White House. It's actually a larger room, and it's much more secure. It's drone-proof. It's bulletproof glass. We need the ballroom. That's why Secret Service, that's why the military are demanding it. They've wanted the ballroom for 150 years for lots of different reasons, but today's a little bit different, because today we need levels of security that probably nobody's ever seen before. But everyone owes a tremendous debt of gratitude to the courage of law enforcement. The law enforcement, and working with the D.C. police, and we just spoke with the mayor, and when we're finished, the police chief is going to take over and discuss it also from their viewpoint. But they also performed exactly as they were supposed to, and you see the attacker in different positions, but you also see the attacker totally subdued and under control.
Now, when I woke up at 2:30 this morning, and by 3 o'clock, spent 3 hours, and I've spent more time since then focusing on this, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos of people out in the foyer, outside at night, inside the ballroom. So I was able to see it from every angle. I watched over, give me a headache, probably 200 videos of different types. You've already seen a bunch of them here. Whole bunch of witnesses said he wasn't in a broom closet or something. He comes into the front doors. You got the magnetometers about 30 feet away. He turns around with a bag, turns around, assembles the gun instantly, and charges and starts shooting. And they shoot him before he gets to the ballroom. I'm not defending the security. This is what Trump asked for. But it's not just this one lady I have. I saw at least 5 or 6 videos of people that saw the same thing. And then there's other videos that show it, just pieces of it, and them shooting him, them jumping on top of him. So, again, I've done the research. He was not inside the security perimeter, but it was a flimsy security perimeter. So that is an issue, and that's what Trump was told. And the fact that he would just let his managers and the Secret Service, I mean, listen, the Secret Service can take over events and do whatever they want. And the fact is that the officers that did fire very quickly and take him down should have been further up in the, you know, at the entrance or wherever, still checking, especially dudes with backpacks. I mean, I know this. I've been to the RNC, DNC, you name it. They don't let you take backpacks and those things. And if you got camera people, they got small bags, they get searched. They check your cameras. They make sure they're not really a gun. They make you take the big camera apart. I mean, this was another standout. But that doesn't point towards it being staged. That points towards the staging being a standout. But the buck stops with Trump rolling the dice like this. And I'm not trying to bash him. This is crazy town. Here's one of the witnesses.
This military vet tells me that she saw the shooter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner after those shots rang out nearby. And then she saw the man fall right in front of her, a rifle, and several magazines. I got her on the phone. Take a listen.
The moment you decided to step outside to make that phone call.
Okay, so there's really bad reception, lots of cell phone pull. I couldn't get any text messages out, and I just wanted to check on Alexander, and he was babysitting, so I wanted to make sure he was doing okay. And so I just stepped out of the ballroom and walked up a flight of stairs. I was still inside the building, and I got through to him, and he answered, and then I heard 3 really loud bangs, and the gentleman fell right in front of me face down. He had a rifle. The rifle fell in front of him to off to the side. He was wearing magazines, like, with rifle bullets that were kind of like similar in fashion to a woman wearing a crossbody bag. And then I just got the hell out of there. I didn't stop to see if there was any blood. I ran back down the stairs.
You probably know by now about this cop who was shot, but thankfully their life was saved because they were wearing a bulletproof vest.
Right.
The president just put out some video of the guy running.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Yeah, sprinting past some cops. And,
yep,
you know,
yep.
You saying that he fell in front of you quite a distance would be consistent if he was running forward.
Yeah.
So, at this point...
I saw the photo that Trump posted on Truth Social, and it has him face down with his shirt off. He had his shirt on when he fell. Right,
okay.
I think they probably took it off to look for medical care or whatever. But there's like, you can see this, like, glass half wall. That's where I was standing. I was right there.
Jeez. What was it like once you got back downstairs?
I was a little, I didn't think anybody knew, honestly, but clearly they did because when I got in, everybody's under tables and like the food was all spilled everywhere and somebody, because I was a little shocked, somebody grabbed me and pulled me under the table close to right where the entrance was, right when I got inside, but I was yelling, shooter, shooter.
All right, let's stop here. Here's clip 38. It's another lady who saw the exact same thing. Again, I've literally seen so many of these, and then I've seen footage of all the pieces of it together. Here it is.
Okay. So you're taking tickets at the terrace level?
Yeah, and everyone was pretty much in, and a lot of people had already gone. We were doing dinner breaks and shifts.
Yeah.
And I was just out there, and there was still security there, and I was even talking to a security guard that had a dog there.
Yeah.
And there's a room. Well, it was like a makeshift room. I think they had it closed off to wheel in the bar carts after their reception. All these numerous bar carts going into this area, I think to go in the elevator downstairs.
Okay.
So it looked like a makeshift room. He was literally from me to that building. And there was a security guy there too. I mean, I don't think anyone knew what he was doing.
Describe him. What did he look like?
I'm not even sure what he looked like.
And what made you think he's the shooter? How do you know he's the guy?
I saw him put the gun together and start shooting.
Oh my God.
Yes. I mean, he put it together and started and ran towards the stairs to go down to the ballroom.
Who did he shoot? In what direction did he shoot? What did he shoot?
I don't know what he shot. It just seemed like he was shooting all over the place.
How far away were you when you started shooting from him?
From that building here.
Did he shoot in your direction?
No, he shot like over towards that way. Like the mag is to go in were behind me.
He started shooting into the Secret Service to try to run through them and make them jump on the ground. They didn't. They shot him. Here's Trump. This just came out minutes ago in 60 Minutes explaining why he stayed at the event. Here it is as we go to break.
You see the security moving quickly,
right,
within seconds, grabbing the vice president by his coat, yep, lifting him up, bringing him out. Then the counter assault comes in. Took 10 seconds for them to flank you, Mr. President, and then 20 seconds to get you out. It looked chaotic. At one point, you were down. What was happening?
Well, what happened is it was a little bit me. I wanted to see what was happening, and I wasn't making it that easy for him. I wanted to see what was going on. And
yeah, I saw a hip pause. I'm going to come back with this next hour. And that's what I thought when I saw it. You can see they start pushing him, and Trump pushes back, so they slam him down on the ground. That's just Trump, folks. I'm telling you. You saw Dana White. I love it. This is exciting. And he didn't fall down and jump down. And you saw Kennedy standing up like this. And I know Dana White. Not well, but I've hung out with him a few times, like forever ago. Dana White is a mean, badass son of a bitch. Super macho. It's not fake. I mean, you know, you can tell the UFC fighters, back when he was younger, he used to brawl with them. They say, you know, he could have been an MMA guy at the top. He just loves it. So, I mean, that's like Trump. They're just maniacs. And, I mean, look at Dana White just loving it. This guy, he loves excitement. He goes and plays like $100,000 hands in poker, okay? So that's Dana White for you. All right, we'll be back with the hour 2. I'll go back to this Trump clip, take your phone calls and more. What do you think? We'll talk to you straight ahead. Share the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X and follow me on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show. It's so important. That's where you'll find us. I'm holding in my hands 2 compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These 2 products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at DallasTheStore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade, ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexandroStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlexandroStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Yeah.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I woke this morning, I saw Trump talk about the guy getting shot, them saying they shot at him and shot him, they thought twice. Now they're saying they didn't hit him, so that's why there was no blood, just to correct that. But that's why they stripped him down. That's what they do to see if there's any weapons. So we'll learn more as this unfolds. We don't know all the answers right now. But it's more of a bigger discussion about why do so many people not believe anything they're told officially. That's healthy overall, but then you also can't just make stuff up until you have more of the answers, which we have to get ourselves. We're about to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. See some folks that disagree. Look forward to that. Marcus in Idaho is pissed off at me. I need to apologize to Trump. I can't wait to hear this. And by the way, I invite this. I'm not mad you called in to be mad at me. That's great radio. So thanks. But here's Trump on 60 Minutes.
You see the security moving quickly, right, within seconds, grabbing the vice president by his coat, lifting him up, bringing him out. Then the counter assault comes in. Took 10 seconds for them to flank you, Mr. President, and then 20 seconds to get you out. It looked chaotic. At one point, you were down. What was happening?
Well, what happened is it was a little bit me. I wanted to see what was happening, and I wasn't making it that easy for him. I wanted to see what was going on. And by that time, we started to realize maybe it was a bad problem, different kind of a problem, bad one. And different than what would be normal noise from a ballroom, which you hear all the time. And I was surrounded by great people. And I probably made them act a little bit more slowly. I said, wait a minute. So, you know, I'm telling guys.
Just at that moment where it looks like you go sort of down with the service, well, you were telling them to wait.
Well, I know what happened is then I started walking with them. I started walking. And they said, please go down on the floor. So I went down. And First Lady went down also, but we were asked to go down by the agents as I was walking. In other words,
they wanted you almost to crawl.
I was standing up, pretty much. I was standing up and then turned around the opposite direction and started pretty much walking out, pretty tall, a little bent over because I, you know, I'm not looking to be standing too tall. But I was walking out. It was pretty about halfway there, and they said, please go down to the floor. So I dropped to the floor, so did the First Lady.
Which is what you do when you're getting shot at if you don't think you can make it to cover. So I want to hit one more clip when we come back. It's brief. Because people immediately said, look, this weird guy's showing him cards, like some secret message. And they're all scared by what they read. No, they're looking at the card when they hear the gunshots at the entrance to the ballroom. He never made it into the ballroom. He got tackled and apprehended before he got in. That's in the official maps. So we'll go to break. I'll come back with the weird scene with the magician and the famous clip of him predicting Joe Rogan's pin for his debit card. And I remember years ago when this happened, I was having dinner with Joe and his buddies were there. They were saying, how do you think that guy had your PIN number? And he was like, I think he's probably a spook and they were able to get into my computer or something. I don't know what he was talking about. Then later I found out on air he basically said that. But, yeah, I don't know how this guy does this. But he's this Israeli literal mind reader wizard guy. And, you know, all the intelligence agencies have access to all that stuff. I'm not accusing him of that. That's what I think is a serious probability. But they were in there guessing the name of Caroline Leavitt's new baby that she hasn't told anybody the name of. And reportedly, he predicted it correctly. I thought when they showed it, it looked like Vatican, but instead it's the name of the baby. So we'll show that when we come back on the other side and then go right to Moose, Marcos, Meg, Tim, John, Marie, Max, Jason, Kevin, Dave, Evan. And if I can jam in even more calls, I'll do it. So we're going to try to be brief as we can. Just have your points ready so we get to more great callers on the other side. But just remember, Thursday looks like the last day of InfoWars as this. But the InfoWar belongs to you. It just goes to the next level through Alex Jones Live, the Alex Jones Network. But just know that it's going to be a big day Thursday. We're going to go till late into the night. A lot of special guests coming up. Be sure and join us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're trying to decipher what happened last night. Got a bunch of other news I'm going to be interspersing as well we haven't gotten to yet. But I believe that this was a real attempt on Trump's life. It's no secret the Democrats want to kill him. The guy was a leftist, Democrat donor, voted for Kamala Harris, on and on and on. Got into the hotel 2 days before as a guest, cased it out, waited until all the big lines got in. Then waited until security was more relaxed, ran through him, and got tackled and stopped before he got into the ballroom. And they'd falsely reported they shot him. They shot at him, but they didn't hit him. So, this is a few years ago with Oz Perlman, is a mentalist, an Israeli-American mentalist, magician, endurance athlete, and Emmy Award-winning entertainer. Born on July 1962 in Israel. Early life education, basically they say he's a mind reader. And here he is, and this really happened because Joe does the stage stuff. And Joe got pissed about this. Like I said, I later heard him talk about it before I'd even seen this clip. So I was like, who are you talking about? The guy could read your debit card? We're sitting there eating steaks. I'm like, I don't even believe that. You know, knew your passcode? And Joe thought it was some inside baseball or something. But this is what he was doing with Caroline Leavitt, guessing the name, and reportedly he guessed it correctly, of her baby that isn't going to be born for a month or so. So here is the clip of him on Joe Rogan.
You know, I'm screw calculator. I want it to be spontaneous. Would your wife know your ATM pin code? No?
No.
Lie to me. Do not tell me your real ATM pin code.
Okay.
Obviously, unless you want to. Make up a fake four-digit number off the top of your head. What feels to you utterly spontaneous. Okay. When I say go, 1, 2, 3, four-digit code, random, go.
Okay.
Say it.
2020.
2020, okay. So you ask me, how do I do what I do? Now, right. I'm going to write down 2020.
Okay.
It's weird, but statistically, men will lie bigger, women smaller. Men like to lie by saying things are bigger, right? No shocker.
Okay.
So I don't think I would tell you right off the jump for me that that means that your first number, you don't have to say anything yet, I wrote 2020, is smaller. That's what most people do when they're rushed. If I had given you 5 minutes, you would have done this different.
No, and I wouldn't have.
No, you would have.
Why would I have?
Because you would have thought about it, and then people go down a different path.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay. Worked out for me either way. You'll be honest if I'm right.
Okay.
I got a hit, which means it's a 0 or 1. I think the first number of your code's a 1, isn't it? Your real PIN code.
My ATM
PIN code?
Why would I tell you that on the air?
Should I only show this to you?
Sure.
Only show it to you?
Yeah.
Can we acquiesce that the first number I got was correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you did repetition. So, yeah, I like the fact when people always say to me it's fake when they watch the videos, they're like, you must have set up. Joe doesn't even want this to happen right now. He had no idea this was going to happen. You used two numbers in repeats. What that means is you probably did the same thing. You also didn't use any of the same numbers. I know there's not a 2, a 0, or a 2 in it. I don't think so either.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching you while I say it. You put the hand up. You might as well have said yes to me out loud. So now I know. Think of the second number.
Okay.
Third number, fourth number.
Got
Every time you did it, it's a data point.
Okay.
I'm only going to ask you one more question. I'm not looking for answers. The last number is the biggest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm showing this to you. Is there a camera behind me? I don't want to make sure. No. I'm only going to show it to you. It's not 2020. How'd I do, Joe? Is that your ATM pin code?
Yeah. That's weird. I'm skeptical because I've got that pin code in the mail. You know?
He's calling his bank right now and being like, yo, do you know this? Has this guy been playing the long game?
Yeah, I don't like that.
All right, we're going to go now to him doing it last night. And people are like, who's this guy? Secret code words. They were threatening him, showing him these notes. You know, just all this made-up stuff. And now you know what it actually was. But, you know, here he is, accurately, they're now saying, predicting the name of Caroline Leavitt's new baby girl, that no one knew it was a girl, no one knew the name. And this guy is an Israeli. Yeah, I wonder how they really got it. Oh, he's just magically knowing all this. Sure you are, pal. Maybe he is. Maybe he's Karnak reincarnated. Here it is. Himself with world leaders. The most reasonable thing is that he's some kind of Mossad operative. They have databases of everything, everybody's pin codes, just like the NSA access everything, and you can do that. Or he just magically can just do all this. All right, so there you go. Now let's take your phone calls. I'm going to take these in the order they're received. So the first caller is Moose, then Marcos. Moose in Virginia on last night. What do you think? What do you think I'm accurate? You think I'm wrong? What do you think?
Well, hey, it's good to talk to you, Alex. So can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So I believe that, well, it's kind of funny how Trump came out right after this, and he was talking about how he needs a new ballroom. And I think this is a perfect way to get the new ballroom built. You know, before it was being held up by Congress or whoever, and now he has the perfect opportunity to build this ballroom. Now, I've seen a lot of stuff, people saying that there's like a huge underground stuff. I don't know what it's really for, but I think it really gives him a good opportunity to really build this. So if it isn't staged, it's really funny how he came out right after this and was talking about how he needs a new ballroom now.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. That was the first thing that was on Drudge this morning when I got up at 2:30, and everybody was saying, why do you bring up a ballroom? He's obsessed with building buildings. He's obsessed with renovating the White House. He's always been obsessed with fixing things. So I bought the old U.S. Post Office that was being maybe demolished and built a new hotel there in D.C. They need it for security. Every other major government has a professional government ballroom. And you've heard of underground bases. That's not speculation. Trump's admitted it. They've got an underground railway station that goes all over the place under there. That's declassified. Where it goes is secret. You've got them wanting bigger bunkers for nuclear attacks. So they're kind of using the construction of that as the cover for the underground base. And Trump admitted that, to stop the lawsuits and get it done. But I don't see how he would order someone to try to come kill him, shooting a shotgun at people and shooting a Secret Service agent so he'd get his ballroom. I think he was literally saying, see, we need a real secure facility. So, I mean, I just think that's just common sense. But I see why people say it. So I'm not saying you're wrong to think that. Good points. All right, Marcos in Idaho, who's mad at me, he says. Go ahead, Marcos.
You crazy bastard. The whole thing about Owen, when Owen Schroyer, the great Owen Schroyer, went south, is because you guys were telling him that you hated Trump, and you just, and that was the same thing that the little guy that you have on there started hating on Trump and hating on Israel. You guys have got to stop just hating on people. I mean, like, really, the ridiculousness. Trump is the best president that we've ever had. And the things that he can do for our country and the nation and the future using his power.
Sure, well, let me stop because I want to hear what you have to say, but I want to understand what you're saying. Owen Schroyer, nice guy, whatever. He quit. He left. I didn't fire him. And I was being more pro-Trump. He was bashing Trump. I had disagreed with him on air saying, I think Owen's too black-pilled. That wasn't controlling what Owen said. Owen had another sponsor, thought he'd make more money, wanted to go do it. That's why he did that. I got mad at Owen because he implied I censored him and never said it, which wasn't true. And then I'm not somebody that, like I say, has a hard-on for Israel, but now Israel's foreign policy is being controlled by Israel. Basically, the U.S. ambassador is now an ambassador from Israel, Mike Huckabee. Israel did lie to us with intelligence about Iran planning a U.S. strike, according to the Pentagon. That's confirmed. And I don't like anybody, the U.K., Germany, the EU, the Chinese, the Israelis running our foreign policy. You say I'm hating on people. We're 58 days into this war, as I predicted. The mullahs didn't fall. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. It's going to kill Trump's recovery. Interest rates are going to go up. Inflation's going up. Consumer sentiment's the lowest in 30 years. I mean, how is it hateful to say we shouldn't have Israel drag us into larger wars? How is that bad?
You think it's Israel. Personally, I think it's the whole globalist system that has decided what is happening. And the globalist system is totally broken. So Trump is reinvigorating the system of the world to make it a better place.
Okay, how am I being hateful saying that Trump was lied to about intelligence and that the war would end in 4 days? How I've been proven right. How is it hateful? Because even the Secretary of State said Israel struck first to force us to strike. Do you think Marco Rubio's lying?
I think Trump is right. I think Trump is right. He's got a plan. Maybe so.
Why has he declared victory 29 times and said the strait's been open 10 times?
The man is beyond me. Okay. I don't know.
So is he playing 3D chess, 5,000D chess, 1 trillion chess, 87 trillion chess? What level of godlike chess is he playing?
I think he's a great president who is remaking the whole global system that it will be better for us for 100 years.
Well, I've said that it's in our hemisphere and gunboat diplomacy and Monroe Doctrine and Barbary Pirate policy to do what he did with Maduro to take down Cuba and the Chinese in our hemisphere. And I said it's dangerous, but he has the right. And so far that's gone okay. Still remains to be seen. But bringing a campaign promise to go to full war with Iran. Remember Midnight Hammer? He promised their whole nuclear thing was destroyed and it was all done. And I said, back when that happened in June, that I think it's a setup. We're going to go to full war the next year. Did Trump not run on not going to full war with Iran and say, Kamala will get us into a full war with Iran and that's a terrible idea? I mean, I can play those clips. Do you remember Trump saying that?
I think that was against Paul Pelosi. Midnight Hammer was against Paul Pelosi.
Paul Pelosi?
That's clear.
What is Paul Pelosi? Oh, okay. I appreciate your call. You're saying because a guy beat him up at midnight with a hammer, we blew up Iran. Oh, hold on. Don't hang up on Marcos. Marcos, you're saying we bombed Iran to do something to Paul Pelosi?
No, that's a joke.
I appreciate your call, man. If you're not serious, I'm done, okay? Just seriously. I said back then, this is them getting their nose on the tin flap for full war, which it was. They were pushing for full war then. They want us to do a nuclear attack. Israel wants a green light for nuclear attack. That's crazy. And if Trump wants to launch a preemptive nuclear attack on Iran that goes from bad to worse, I do want 25th Amendment. I don't want 25th Amendment if he tries to start a nuclear war, damn right. You guys need to be serious about this stuff, okay? This ain't funny. I asked you a question. was Midnight Hammer supposedly took out their nuclear system and was over. I said, that's a setup. It's not. Was I right or not? You make a joke about Paul Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's pervert husband. Thanks for the call, Marcos. Good God, man. You got to get serious here. This is, whatever. It's like such a joke to you guys, all this stuff. And like Mark Levin, I don't know how the military works, but I think we can take the country with just a few thousand troops and we need to use nuclear weapons. And Trump's firing the head of the Navy and firing all these people because they told him the truth. Not good, folks. Not good. M.E.G. from Florida. You're on the air, M.E.G. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
From Florida. Listen, I think you're dead on. I don't think this was a false flag. I'm beyond.
Well, what is the false flag? A guy checks in, a liberal with a shotgun, rushes through the magnetometers and gets taken down. I mean, it's right there.
Exactly. I mean, what's a false flag? I mean, the only thing that I can think of is the pending investigation into the Southern Poverty Law Center, which I really hope they appoint a much better attorney general to look at this. I don't have any confidence in Todd Blanche in looking into this. I don't have any confidence in Todd Blanche into looking into this shooting that happened last night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I really don't.
I totally agree with you. And look, isn't it weird this guy works at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory where all these people are dying? Trump's trying to do real disclosure. We've confirmed. Who knows? They may have sent this guy in as some Manchurian candidate.
Well, and also you're saying that he donated to Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. Well, guess who also funds Kamala Harris? George Soros. And you know who George Soros is also part of? Southern Poverty Law Center.
He's one of their biggest donors.
I mean, I don't know what's next, and I'm real scared. And this war in Iran, this is not what I voted for. I didn't vote for Benjamin Netanyahu to be president. I voted for President Trump. And
me too. Listen, 58 days ago when it started, I don't know if you saw that Saturday show, I said, I don't like the mullahs. I hope Israel's right. I hope it works. But it was only the intelligence head and deputy head. The IDF told Trump it wasn't going to work. And don't do
right.
it. The IDF.
Right.
Oh, I guess they work for Qatar too?
Well, and the thing that gets me are, because I was listening to, I tuned into a live stream earlier this morning, and they were saying, well, I think it was staged, and the fact that they rushed J.D. Vance first before Trump, and the real Erica Kirk is like, are you?
I woke up this morning at 2:30 and immediately saw videos where people are saying they did this to make Erica Kirk look real, like she really thinks she's getting death threats because she didn't do an event over death threats. It has nothing to do. It's like everything's Erica Kirk. If you can connect it to Erica, which is fine to criticize Erica Kirk, all her crying, all of it, she's her own worst enemy. But just to like, I think I got a clip coming up next segment where they just connect her to everything because they think it does get clicks. But I mean, what does Erica Kirk have to do with this guy last night? But that was the trending thing. Erica, they did it for Erica Kirk. They don't even explain it. And I saw influencer after influencer with like millions of views. So this happened at 9 o'clock at night. By the time I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, millions of views saying, Erica Kirk staged this to make herself look credible. They don't even explain what that means. How crazy is that?
And the whole Erica Kirk thing and the Candace Owens thing, I look at it as the valedictorian picking a fight with the head cheerleader. It's just it's real stupid to just go after her. I'm not a fan of Erica Kirk by any way, stretch of the imagination.
No, I get it. But like, how is that all anybody talks about? I mean, it's like,
exactly.
Like, how is Erica Kirk? They're like, why was she there? Well, it's the biggest event of the Republicans this year. I mean, what does that mean? It's like, well, she was there, so they staged it to make it look like the death threats are real. What? There's a bunch of people trying to kill Trump. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's these weird, like we're on LSD or something. It's like, what? And I sit there and watch these influencers. I watched like 30 minutes this morning, like going, no cogent point. I didn't see what Elijah said. I'm not bashing him. No cogent point, nothing. I'm like, where is the beef here? Like, give me something. You know, the crew's like, well, maybe Jet Propulsion Laboratory, they're killing all these scientists, and one of these guys' professors got killed a few weeks ago. And I'm like, yeah, that actually, They have a lot of assassins there. Trump's trying to disclose. Maybe they sent him in as a lone guy to kill him. You know, because I can't prove that, but maybe. But how am I like, well, Erica Kirk was there, so we know she's behind it. Does that make sense to you?
This is just a movie, and, you know, get your popcorn. And half the time I have to say, you guys are not helping. This is why we lost the 2020 election, because of rhetoric like this, not just because Joe Biden stole the election. It's crap like this saying, oh, Trump is invisible, the real Trump and the real Hillary is in get. Like, give me a friggin' break. Where is all this crap even coming from? And I have to wonder, like, where they come up with this.
Well, look.
But your show is the only show I really tune into to get any source of news. I don't watch Fox. I don't watch Newsmax. I've been following you since May 2019.
And let me guess, before you tune in, you've already used your head and have the same view. You just tune in, not to be validated. You might learn a little. I learn a little from you. But you're tuning in because it's already what you're thinking.
I mean, I have more of a head on my shoulders than up my ass. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I tend to look at the people who's, you know, less crazy. And so far, Alice, you've been dead on. You were dead on about the coronavirus. I have two of your books, and they're very insightful. And I recommend everybody product plug. Please go pick up The Great Awakening and The Great Reset. It also helps fund the operation, and you might learn
absolutely
something.
Thank you so much for the support. We're going to go to break. Go to Tim, John, Marie, Max, Jason, Kevin, Dave, Evan, and others when we come back. And I'm going to play just one of these clips because there were so many. And I'm watching them, and they're like, well, Erica Kirk was there, so I guess she canceled some event a few weeks ago for security threats, and they said the event wasn't heavily attended. So they go, to prove her event numbers were high and that there really are death threats, she staged this to make, I mean, it had nothing to do with her. They're trying to kill Trump, or he staged it to get a ballroom. I don't believe that. Just a real crazy came out, ran through the line, got caught, wasn't professional. That's it. That's the most logical thing on Occam's razor. That's all I'm saying. But how, Eric, and I'm not even defending Erica Kirk, it's like I cannot endorse horse crap. I mean, I'm watching these theories. I can't even know what they're saying. It's like, look, she was there. She did it. And I'm just like, okay. I get it. She cries. She does all this stuff. She's a theater kid. A lot of weirdness. I'm not debating any of that. I'm just saying you can't say if there's a snowstorm, Erica Kirk farted and caused it. We're going to go to break, come back with the clip I just talked about in your calls. But let me just remind you, we're funded not by Qatar, the Israelis, the U.S. government, the Democrats, or Republicans. We're funded by you. That's it with our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And they own the Alex Jones Network, the studios, the systems. They're our sponsor. When you support them, you make sure we stay on the air when the original InfoWars shuts down. It looks like Thursday night. They've said it. It's happening. Barring a miracle, they keep happening. So I'm just like, it's in God's hands. But I need your support. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, so many of the very best designs, T-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, you name it. And this next week, this happens every few months where there's a crossover week where you can, when you buy anything, you put in the sweepstakes for a Ford Raptor and custom H1 Hummer, $10,000 each when you win them. You could potentially win both, but most winners win this last week in the last 10 vehicles they gave away because for every dollar spent, you get entered 100X, not 5X to win. So that's another reason. Main offer, we're giving you $10 free just at checkout, automatically off your bill on anything you buy at thealexjonesstore.com. That runs until Monday at midnight, the 27th. 5 new trench war daggers, limited edition. You are the InfoWar, Bo on Labe, Liberty to Death, Don't Tread on Me, and Jesus is King. Those are all about, actually, they already sold out at thealexjonesstore.com. That's right, I forgot. They're only available at realalexjones.com, so they held a few back. I forgot about that. We'll be right back with hour number two, or the final segment of this hour two.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder. We'll be right back.
to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Methylene Blue. I just can't shut up about it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin. Or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going back to your phone calls here in a moment, but I wanted to hit this. The family said 10 minutes before he went down to the hotel ballroom area and tried to get in and shoot the president and others that Cole Thomas Allen sent them an email with this information, and here is a copy of it right now. Hello, everybody. So I may have given a lot of people a surprise today. Let me start off by apologizing to everyone whose trust I abused. I apologize to my parents for saying I had an interview without specifying it was for Most Wanted. I apologize to my colleagues and students for saying I had a personal emergency. By the time everyone reads this, I probably most certainly do need to go to the ER, but can hardly call that not a self-inflicted status. So he's all just going off the Mangione energy here with California trying to pass bills in his name. I apologize to all the people I traveled next to, all the workers who handle my luggage, and all the other non-targeted people at the hotel who I put in danger simply to being near. I apologize to everyone who was abused and or murdered before this, to all those who suffered before I was able to attempt this, to all those who may still suffer after, regardless of my success or failure. I don't expect forgiveness, but if I could have seen any other way to get this close, I would have taken it. Again, my sincere apologies. Yeah, for months they announced this event, which is why everybody was so scared. On to why I did any of this. I am a citizen of the United States of America. Or for the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. What my representatives do reflects on me. And I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes. Well, to be completely honest, I was no longer willing for a long time ago, but this is the first real opportunity I've had to do something about it. Yeah, Trump advertised this for months. While I'm discussing this, I'll also go over my expected rules of engagement, probably in a terrible format, but I'm not military, so too bad. Administration officials, not including Mr. Patel, they are my targets. Why is he not? Oh, okay. Administration officials, not including Mr. Patel, they are my targets, prioritizing from the highest ranking to the lowest. Why is he off the list? Weird. Secret Service, they are targets only if necessary and to be incapacitated non-lethally. He shot one with a shotgun, but he wore body armor. Impossible, a.k.a. I hope they're wearing body armor because center of mass with shotguns messes up people who aren't. Hotel security, not targets if any possible, a.k.a. useless unless they shoot at me. Capitol Police, same as hotel security. National Guard, same as hotel security. Hotel employees, not targets at all. Guests, not targets at all. In order to minimize casualties, I will also be using buckshot rather than slugs, less penetration through walls. That's what I said it was. I would still go through most everyone here to get to the targets if it were absolutely necessary on the basis that most people choose to attend a speech by a pedophile, rapist, and traitor, and thus complicit. But I really hope it doesn't come to that. That's reportedly Cole Thomas Allen's manifesto. Now, here's a guy called Sword of Truth, and I'm not picking on Sword of Truth. I saw a whole bunch of videos like this today when I was researching this. But when you listen to them, there's no facts. There's no evidence. Erica Kirk was there. Erica Kirk canceled an event a few weeks ago with the vice president because they said it wasn't heavily attended. She said a death threat. I'm sure she is getting death threats, but whatever. So she staged all this because she's like this master wizard so that people think it was okay she canceled an event in the middle of nowhere. I mean, just... But you're like, this isn't one influencer. I saw this trending everywhere. Erica Kirk did this to make it look like she's getting death threats. What? This guy came to try to kill Trump. This is cuckoo town. Here's the clip. I'll go to your calls.
Was the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting a false flag to justify Erica's cancellation? Hey, guys. Sword Truth here. At Learn to Toe just dropped the take that tonight's gunshots at the White House Correspondents' Dinner were staged to make Erica Kirk's refusal to take the stage at the recent TPUSA event look legitimate. Gunshots rang out inside the ballroom and lobby at the Washington Hilton just as the event started. Secret Service agents rushed the dais and escorted President Trump, J.D. Vance, Melania Trump, and other high-profile attendees to safety. Attendees scrambled for cover under tables, some flipping tables and chairs in the chaos. Erica Kirk was seen crying as she was escorted out. The shooter was taken down on scene. Neither the president nor the vice president was injured. The event was fully evacuated and did not resume. President Trump later spoke from the White House. The suspect has now been identified as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen from Torrance, California. He was a registered guest at the Washington Hilton, armed with a shotgun, handgun, and multiple knives. He charged a security checkpoint, opened fire, and one Secret Service agent was hit but saved by his bulletproof vest. Allen was apprehended and is in custody facing serious federal charges. This puts Erica right in the middle of it all. She was there in the room while bullets flew near the president and vice president. She was later seen crying as she was taken to safety. The timing lines up perfectly with her recent last-minute cancellation of a TPUSA appearance claiming serious threats. TPUSA employees and Savannah Hernandez immediately jumped on it, posting to everyone who was mocking Erica for the safety threat she experienced, saying, "So it's safe enough for the VP, but not for her?" and pointing out here she is at an event with the President of the United States where a gunman still somehow opened fire.
All right, let's stop there. It goes on and on. Now, that's obviously an AI. That's an AI person. Doesn't exist. But whoever's doing this, this stuff's everywhere, loads this in with a fake guy, and, oh, yeah, this was all done to make it look like she's under security threat. What? That is completely bonkers. But it was trending, and it was force-fed, and I had people ask me today, is this about Erica Kirk? What? This is about defending Erica Kirk, but they shove her into everything. It's like a disinfo point. It's crazy. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Thanks for holding. We're going to move quickly now. We'll get everybody on hold. Tim in Washington, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, brother?
All right.
I think a lot of the problem everybody's having is that there's so many inconsistencies in the messaging and whatnot that we're you taught us to look between the lines as best we can to see what's actually going on, who stands to gain. A lot of people think it's because of the ballroom. Pun intended. I did say that with two A's. But there's a video going around that I need you to debunk because a lot of people are also looking at this and going, what's actually going on? There's something about Trump being, there was a bond servant ritual at Butler, something about how the bond servant has to have his right ear publicly pierced in order for it to, the contract to be actual. So I was wondering if you could either debunk
it. I have no idea. I have no idea what that means.
I put it in your replies for the broadcast on X. It's by an account by Godfrey. He's the one that put it out.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the best sniper in the world with a 223 round at 150 yards in wind with a guy moving around can perfectly pierce somebody's right ear?
I would say maybe because of the technology, I don't necessarily know how elaborate the setup was. I'm not going to be able to rule anything out.
Do you think Erica Kirk staged a shooting, make her look good yesterday?
No. Okay. No, I don't. But I do think that the establishment's messaging around the whole Charlie Kirk thing also leads to them losing credibility in the eyes of everybody. So they
We broke that Kash Patel came in and said, don't look at foreign involvement when they found it. I broke that.
Yeah, no, they've handled it incredibly clumsy and weird, as almost as if they...
Well, there's footage of Kash Patel because these new iPhones are so good. You can tell he's in the dark with two FBI agents by him. He's just been pushed out. He doesn't know what's going on. He's like, what's happening? Oh, he's on his phone. You can't... He would get an Academy Award for the acting if it was fake. He doesn't know what's going on. Like, people give godlike powers to these people. The globalists do pull off big scams, but the idea that they can shoot six shots at Trump and just skim his ear on purpose to fulfill some messianic ritual is insane. But I'll look at what you sent me. Thanks. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, we're like, the CIA has declassified what I said 25 years ago. They created tick-borne syphilis at Plum Island. We'll cover it tomorrow. They've now declassified it. They said 7 years ago, the WEF, we're going to put into these ticks with Lyme's disease this enzyme where you're allergic to beef so no one eats beef anymore, and now it's spreading all over the U.S. That's like proven. In Congress, they have documents where the CDC knew the shots were killing people and maiming them, and they covered it up. I have all those clips. I'm going to play them tomorrow. Already played some. I mean, but no one cares about absolute smoking gun. It's like bond servant, left ear, blah, 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 Erica Kirk did it to look good. I mean, it's like... I'm not those people that just make up weird shit. I mean, I'm not that. That's all I want to say. I know a lot of people love something that's just so weird, you know, and so ridiculous. Like CIA reports, I can study it myself. I agree with it. Rand Corporation reports, Saudi Arabian reports. The Pentagon saying don't attack. They won't fall in 4 days. They'll hold on probably a year. They'll shut down the strait. It'll derail interest rates, create a world recession, and kill your plan. Don't do it. And he did it. Like, that's research. That's facts. Meanwhile, they pierced his ear in a red heifer ritual or whatever. Thanks for the call, Tim. John in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
I'm still sick of hearing all this. I'm a lot older than everybody on here. And your Methylene Blue is great for people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. But when you go back to the Lincoln assassination, Kennedy, Hoffa disappearing, there's nothing new under the sun. You mentioned the name, Jack Parsons. That's what the JPL was initially named after. And Parsons, L. Ron Hubbard, they did this thing called the Babylon Ritual, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And all kinds of evil started coming into this country in the 1950s. With
for those who don't know, it's public that they were Satan worshippers. Tell people about it.
Oh, absolutely. Not only were they Satan worshippers, but they were calling in different demons. And they went into the desert, and everything changed in the 1940s. You started to see ritualistic killings in Toledo to begin with, long before Tate and LaBlanca. Just everywhere. And now you see all these people that are under this influence and so many politicians. Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. We fight against demons, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. They don't even know they're being manipulated. They have no idea. And what's going on today, all I can say is this. Your mind reader in Israel, if you have the blood of Christ and you're a Christian, you really believe in him, nobody can read your mind. They can do harm to your body. Jesus said, what they do to me, they'll do to you. They can't read your mind.
What do you make of the manifesto writer, the reported shooter, saying he wouldn't try to kill Cash Patel, but he'd kill any other administration? Why do you want to protect Cash Patel? That's weird.
Well, look at Cash Patel's background. Look who he's living with. Look what's going on in his life. How did he get the position he's in? I mean, the enemy can influence, and look what he did to Jesus. He offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the world, Alex. They didn't know what to do with him, with Christ. He was perfect. If they ever would have known that killing him was the plan, they never would have done it. So all these, we need to get on our knees. We need to stay in prayer. Let all this misdirection go away and keep our eyes on Christ.
I hear you, brother. Thanks for the call. I'm going to move quick to everybody else. Marie in Colorado. Marie, thanks for holding that. Max, Marie, welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing? Just a few pointers here that I noticed last night when they were sitting at the table, and I didn't know that that was a magician there, so that's good to know. But I'm kind of wondering who the girl was in the white, shiny dress. She was ethnic, probably Asian. And it looked like Melania went under the table, and again, the ethnic girl who looked Asian was crawling later on the floor, maybe with John Thune, I'm not sure. But just looking at the characters that people were filming, Dana White, like you said, he's tough, and they made Cash Patel look like he didn't know what day it was, you know. And then again, he rose to fame pretty quickly, and it kind of went to his head, in my opinion. And then Erica Kirk walking out with her regular cry. Now, listen, I'm not bashing Erica Kirk. I can't judge her.
No, I agree. She cries. It's all theater girl stuff. It just adds to it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't judge her heart. You know what? I'm a Christian. I'm not a Christian nationalist. But you know what? I'm a member of Christ Church, and I'm a boomer. So I can't judge her heart, but I don't know. But the one thing that was going around, too, on X was after Trump had posted the cover of Time magazine with Candace's picture on there, people started saying, you know, it's Candace's fault. You know, Erica Kirk's crying. And I'm like, please stop. And then.
Yeah, why is Trump attacking his former supporters instead of the Democrats?
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I don't know what to think. Oh, and the other thing, too, why is Trump surrounding himself with people like Laura Loomer? Again, I can't judge nobody's heart, but Roger Stone had posted on X that the only reason Laura was on the Trump train was because she was performing a sexual act on Corey Lewandowski.
Well, I know this. Laura Loomer, I've known her for a long time, is out of her mind, in my view. She came out today and said that I said it was a staged event. When the video, she showed a screenshot, didn't show the video. I said the opposite. I mean, like, she's like literally saying, I'm going to tattle the president. You did this. Fine. Make it up, lady. And then I'm saying, I think it was real. I mean, just cuckoo town. Thanks for the call. By the way, you asked the name of the attractive Asian woman. She's a chief correspondent at CBS News. So we just had that on screen earlier with her name. We can put that back up. It's, Weejai. Is that right? Weijai Jiang, CBS News senior White House correspondent. So there you go. All right, let's go to Max in Wisconsin. Max, welcome.
Hi, Mr. Jones. Yeah, I wanted to hear your take on all this weird time travel stuff like they keep building up and putting in the news with this recent assassination attempt. I don't know if you saw on Twitter, they had a bunch of references to predictive tweets made years before and pictures and a person working for Lockheed Martin in the mix. I don't know. Did you see that?
No, but I know The Simpsons has legitimately predicted thousands of things where they happened. And so, I mean, there's a lot of weirdness going on.
So basically there was a tweet from 2023 with a Pepe avatar in a tuxedo doing
Yeah, the crew's obviously seen it. They pulled it up. So what was it?
They had
it says
one,
Cole Allen, yeah.
Yeah, it has the assassin's name as their only post. And then, like, they have an image as the banner, and that image is from a website called The Time Machine. And it's, like, some glitchy rainbow image that somehow aligns up with the Trump butler shooting when he had his, like, fist in the air, one of the iconic photographs. And I just think it's a bizarre wink and a nod, like, on top of what you said, they have, like, a literal magician doing a magic trick, literally, as it happens. And it seems to me that if Trump...
I didn't know about this. The crew obviously did. They pulled it up when you said it. I will look into this. This is real. This is crazy. Has this been confirmed by Grok or by humans to be actually real or not made up?
Yeah, it's been confirmed to be real, and plus it is two different...
Well, I'm glad I took your calls. I didn't know about this. Wow.
And think about it, Mr. Jones. If you had time travel knowledge... or have the ability to time travel, you could dodge assassination attempts pretty easily and use them to your advantage.
Well, you heard the White House science czar last year, about a year ago. Remember, he said, we control time and space. Remember that?
Yep.
Wow. Thanks for the call. Wow. Okay, I promise you I'm looking into that. I'll know more tomorrow. People call in all the time, too. He was nice. They were like, why aren't you covering this? I don't know about a lot of this stuff. So thank you. I promise you, guys, print me all that. Send me text messages with it, please, so I don't forget. That is crazy. I guess we have articles on InfoWars about it. What's the title of the article? I read InfoWars, but I missed this. I got here late today. I got up at 2:30. I fell asleep. I usually get here 2 hours before. I normally take like a 30-minute nap if I take one, like a few times a week. 2 hours, slept like a baby. And I woke up, and it was 3:10. And I was so sleepy, I fell asleep on the couch. And I just jumped up and drove down here, so I didn't really get prepared. I apologize. I got prepared before, but not extra prepared. So let's go to Jason in Florida. Jason, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Alex. This is Jason Lowe from Titans of Liberty. I just want to say first, I think if you're a Trump loyalist and praying for President Trump not to get killed, pray for him to stop funding and backing the killing of innocent women and children in this stupid war. Pray for world peace. Stop being hypocrites. I believe the question we should be asking is who is responsible, not is this fake. On the same day, there's another assassination attempt on President Trump.
No, I agree. I think it was a real assassination attempt. Don't say it's fake. Say who was behind it.
Right. And, you know, on the same day, there were large demonstrations against Netanyahu's government in Tel Aviv. This happened. So, you know, why was the vice president rushed out before President Trump? I think this is more about eliminating the chance of evacuating the U.S. out of Iran. I believe we are stuck in this war, and there's no way out for President Trump but death. Israel doesn't want to end this war. I saw a picture of the shooter promoting the IDF, but I never confirmed if it's real. Why didn't the cameraman freak out and drop the camera? You know, maybe he's as tough as Dana White or RFK Jr. You know, give that man a raise. And I just want to say one more point. All these people talking bad about you and InfoWars need to realize we broke open the COVID lies, and it's because of Band.Video and InfoWars.com. They're all Johnny-come-latelys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not competition with all these new guys, but the fact that they lie about me to one-up us is just dumb. I'm playing for everybody's future. I want to succeed. I don't want to be the biggest swinging ding-dong. I'm under attack, and I'm under attack by all the Nazi groups, if you notice, that we now know are directly funded by the Southern Poverty Law Center saying I work for Israel. I don't. They do. Thanks for the call. It's a fact. We got Royce White coming up, but he's cool with this. He understands it's the last Sunday show here at these studios. I'm going to do about 10 more minutes the next hour, then hand the baton to him. So I got time to go to Kevin, Dave, and Evan, and a few more here on the other side. Then I'll hand the baton to Royce White. Royce will continue on at the Alex Jones Network. Find all those coordinates at Real Alex Jones on X, AJ and Live on X, and, of course, the new news site, alexjoneslive.com. But God's come through repeatedly when they shut us down and all this stuff, so we'll see what happens. But they told the landlords, we didn't own this building. We've been there 17 years almost. We're 2 months short of 17 years. They said, even if he beats us in court, we don't care. They're going to come in here, and they said they would burn this if they had to. They're going to just tear it all up, just wreck everything when they get in here. And again, there's been no court hearing. This hasn't been ruled yet, but Bloomberg backs the Onion, and they've been telling everybody they're in here. Or they got caught with a fake auction a year and a half ago, got reversed. They tried to shut us down on private security. That got reversed. I hear at midnight Thursday, they're sending private security armed PIs in here as if, you know, this is the Alamo or something. We're not going to resist them. We're going to be nice. I was going to go to about 8 or 9 at night because I got to get up the next day and launch the Alex Jones Network, the regular showtime, satellites, everything. But I'm going to stay up here now just to see this for myself Thursday night and document it. Just pray for us because it is crazy. And support the broadcast at thealexjonesstore.com. I don't own that. The bad guys have no claim on it. It's Big Lee that, you know, does all the sponsorship stuff for Crowder and the Codge Twins and dozens of other people. Been around for many years. And they own the new Alex Jones Network. They own the studio. They're financing the new studio. I don't own it, so they have no claim on it. They're going to come after them and mess with them. It's not going to go anywhere. It's all above board as usual. And we'll just continue on. And then I intend, when I'm the only target, because they can't target these new people anymore, they're going to still mess with me, with their fake judgments and stuff. I intend as the news director to crank this up as quickly as possible and add hard-hitting one-hour shows. They'll still have my show and Harrison doing longer shows and a few others, maybe a late-night show that wants to be a heavy hitter. We want to do that, a two-hour show. But everybody else is a one-hour live show. Come in, cover the top stories, have a quick guest on, come back, other big story, maybe another guest. 3 or 4 minutes of ads an hour, hard-hitting 1 hours, which you'll say, well, that's the war room model and the model of TVUSA. Yeah, that was the model I was planning. We created this model, and that's the smart model. 1 hour live, hard-hitting shows, 5 a.m. Central to, like, midnight. There's no reason to go, you know, midnight to 5 a.m. And so we're very excited, but it's going to be your funding that builds all this at thealexjonesstore.com. So get the T-shirts, get the products, get it all. They're amazing. And that's what funds this operation. I couldn't have done it without you. I want to thank you all for your past support. Now take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com be the reason we're going to stay on the air in the next phase, the next chapter of the InfoWar. We'll be right back with Royce White. I'm going to take a few final calls and then hand the baton to him. Stay with us. The final Sunday show. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
A
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every...
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.